Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program. And this is the show where you can pick your own subject, talk about what you want. One of the things, I guess, that some people will talk about or some people won't talk about is Mr. Trump's speech tonight. I'll tell you a Trump story and in a little bit. But open mic on Inner Sight, and I don't know if we'll have our regular engineer, but there'll be another way you could call in, and we'll pass that along. All right, open mic, and I heard an announcement on the news, which didn't surprise me, because I don't know if you recall, but a couple of weeks ago, I may have commented on electric cars, how the idea seems so ridiculous, you know. Well, they tested 300,000 electric cars, some consumer group, and found that they are a lot less reliable than regular cars. Of course, you know, I don't know how accurate these surveys are, but you can figure that out for yourself. But I would imagine that most of it is true, you know, and they cited the fact that new technology, you know, I don't know about other people, but I get the feeling that companies are abusing this technology. Every time you turn around, there's something new. Now, there's a new phone, a new Apple phone, which is supposed to protect you in an emergency when the regular phone doesn't work, you know. Who knows how good that is, you know, I mean. And there's all kinds of things that, but it just seems to me like they push through a lot of this technology that's not ready or not completely reliable or not fully tested or whatever it may be, because they want to make the money. They got to get the stuff out there, you know. And people keep buying these, you know, thinking that, oh, I'm going to get greatly improved with this next mechanism, this next gadget, whatever it is, you know. I think a lot of people buy this stuff because they like to play games with the phone, you know. It's like it becomes more of a game than anything else. And you can look things up and all that. And, you want it to happen fast. Sometimes fast is no good. So there you have it. I mean, I don't agree with all this technology, especially when it's supposed to be used to protect someone who's disabled, you know. How can you really count on that? You know, the phone that's supposed to protect you, that's supposed to read the sign and all that, and suppose there's four signs. You know, how do you know which one? So there's no substitute for reading something yourself, really. We've talked about that many times on this show. And it should be there, but there's no enforcement of the law. There's no teeth in the law to protect people who are visually impaired, hearing impaired, and so on and so forth. So that's how people get away with it. You know, you go into a store and, you know, you buy something and you have to stand online to pay for it, right? Well, you shouldn't have to stand online because you can't read the label. And that's what happens every day to millions of people all over this country. You know, I refuse to stand online because I can't read a label. I tell them, you know, you want me to stand online to pay for the thing? I will, but I'm not going to stand online because I can't read the label and wait for somebody to help me. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And as a public service announcement, we're asking people to call the district attorney's office here in Suffolk County and voice your outrage over the death of Milton, the guide dog, with the court date coming up for Milton's. And the DA's name is Spencer Mendez. And here's the phone number, 631-853-4104. Now, if you don't get him on the line, please leave a message for the secretary that you believe that this woman, Jody, should be severely punished. Now, you know, the most she's going to get is a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. A year in jail and a $1,000 fine. That's the most you can get for being cruelty to an animal. Well, it should be a lot more when it's a service animal, because there's an extra significance attached to that animal.
Yes.
So there's another example where the law fails us. The law doesn't even license the schools.
I have a question for you, though. When
Hold it.
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Michelle, whose dog it was, had no choice but to give up her dog. She was intimidated, as thousands of people are every day by these guide dog schools. We get calls about it. So she wasn't protected. The dog wasn't protected. You know, the trainer who killed the dog is protected.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like she's going to get off with a slap on the wrist and a suspended sentence. That's why we urge you to call Mr. Mendez, the district attorney, and tell him, please don't let that happen. 631-853-4104 is the number. We'll repeat it throughout the show. Now, what do you want to say?
No, I was trying to, you know, don't worry about it. I can't remember it in full, so just go on.
Why don't you wake up?
I'm up. I am up.
Right.
Well, I really am up.
Get some good stuff for your brain. Stop going to these damn doctors.
Yeah, I forget
all
that
right
lately, and it's really frustrating, honestly.
Inner Sight and open mic, and if you want to call in, 213-816-1650 is the phone number. We're brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. And their number is 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So check them out, the Big East Akita Rescue. Great, great dogs. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, my buddy over there, Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And we want to thank Silo for being with Inner Sight. Their number is 631-880-7929. We thank them for their support and for their caring. And we thank them for wanting to do more, even though they're not allowed to do more. See, there's the difference. We're gonna talk about this on Thursday. All these people that work at these agencies that should not be there.
That's right.
Because they don't want to do more. They don't want us to have rights. They don't give a damn about us. They only give a damn about the job and the money.
That's true.
Well, Silo's not that's like that, and Jose Delgado doesn't let people be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank him for caring. And again, that number 631-880-7929. If you go to their website, there's a number up there under Inner Sight, and where you can call and be part of our nursing home crusade. That's a good word for that, crusade.
That's for sure.
To turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That number is 631-487-2038. Again, 631-487-2038. And you can make a little money with that crusade. Call us and we'll explain. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. You can pick your own subject. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the children who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We remember them. We remind the world. Go an extra mile for a child. So keep that in mind as you live your life. Keep it in mind.
That's true.
Inner Sight, and let's see what else. Oh, you want to stay in shape, have some fun, learn how to protect yourself, learn how to protect your girlfriend or your wife or whatever.
That's good.
Call Devin.
Yes.
Devin Fernandez. That's the third eye in sight. And the number is 631-445-3464. Now, the reason I wanted to advertise Devin, by the way, and we don't take any money from him. Wanted to advertise him because I think it's so cool that a blind guy can teach other blind people how to protect themselves.
That's great.
So call Devin. Get the details.
Mm-hmm.
Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez. All right, let's see. What else we got? Nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. Is the number.
Did you do Abel?
Help,
I could do that.
Feed the animals. What?
Did you do Abel News or I could do that?
Abel News.
Oh,
no, I didn't do Abel News.
Okay.
All right, we'll have
Abel
the...
Abel is the newspaper Abel. For, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Abel also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Abel is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic. The number 213-816-1650, and I promised you a Donald Trump story. Years ago, I used to be very friendly with Matilda Goldman, who was one of the wealthiest people in the world. Real estate, and her family built Einstein Hospital. And
oh, Albert Einstein. Cool.
So many connections. They built the Grand Concord in the Bronx. Her grandfather built that.
Oh, nice.
And Tilly lived and owned the Sherry Neverland Hotel on Fifth Avenue in 59. Mm-hmm. And I used to go up there quite often. She was a great admirer of what I was doing then. We didn't have any site then, but it was another group. And we were breaking a lot of ground, finding jobs for blind people. And she was on the board.
I see.
And I used to go up there, and every time I went up there, she'd give us a check, you know. So one day I went up, and she started talking about the Hispanic population and how she was very into helping Hispanic people. She was very good friends with Eleanor Roosevelt, who...
Yeah, they weren't far from each other.
Who helped to get a lot of Hispanic people rights and all that. And she told me that across the street lived Mr. Trump.
Uh-oh.
You know, the Trump Towers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran into him.
Uh-oh.
You know, and she said he was so obnoxious and rude, you know. And then when she tried to tell him a little bit about her work, you know, I don't want to hear about those immigrants, you know.
Oh, geez. Talk about a prejudice.
That was my first exposure to Mr. Trump. And I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that he was really like that. You know?
Mm.
But now, more recently, yours truly contacted or tried to contact Mr. Trump down in Florida. He's got an office down there.
Mm-hmm.
Some big to-do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get him on a... Supposedly, they went and looked for him, but he wasn't there, so they say. But I couldn't get him on the phone, of course. I left a message. You know, I called about the to try to get him to help us with these nursing homes. Yeah.
Mm.
And he never called me back, never acknowledged anything, nothing. So I wouldn't waste my time with Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he's really stirred up a lot of people, I tell you. He, heard on the news tonight that a lot of the Republican benefactors, the donors, are steering away from him.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them are saying he's not electable anymore.
Oh, I
agree. Well, not
that.
Only is he not electable, he's not delectable.
That too.
So there you have it. I don't know who they're going to run against Mr. Biden.
Yeah, right.
But
I don't think
I
it's
doubt very
be
much,
Mr. Biden.
I doubt very much if they're going to support Mr. Trump.
No.
Well, I don't know. He's the president. He may run.
Maybe.
He's there. You know?
True. Yeah.
President usually has more of a chance of winning than somebody running against him.
Oh, always. I don't know why
that
is, but I know it has worked that way.
Sure, because he's already there. They know what they're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
As bad as it is. Anyway, Inner Sight open mic, 213-816-1650, and that's my Trump story, and, you know, I don't have a Biden, well, I do have a Biden story. I wrote him a letter, he never answered me.
That's
so you see, one's as bad as the other.
Yeah, they are.
And they're both, one's as bad as the other, and they're both worse. There you go. There's a new saying.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
I think I gave my formula for to find out if a politician is real.
Oh, geez.
You know, they care,
yeah.
You know.
It's true.
Yeah. Set up a. They all have scheduling people.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have an issue. Something good, something to help people, you know. Run it by them. If they don't do anything, then you know that they're no damn good.
That's right.
Don't vote for them.
That's true.
I mean,
you know,
how else can you do it?
When I was in college, Frank, I used to be part of this group called, you know, it was a fraternity for service, only for service, and not to, you know, get drunk and this and that and the other thing. So what we did is we did a lot of service projects. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't the easiest thing to do. That's what these people should be doing, have service projects to help the disabled. We're the most forgotten about right now, and that's what these politicians and candidates should be doing, having these little projects that have been, you know, slipped away from us and taken, you know, take charge and try to, you know, make them possible. But they don't do that.
Sure, because the law is not strong enough.
No, it isn't.
The law is not there.
That's right.
You know? Look what we have to do to try to get a woman punished who killed a guide dog. What does that tell you?
It just tells you they don't care.
Right there.
That's what
it tells
I
you they don't
yeah.
give a damn. You know?
They don't. Nope.
They're applying the same law that would apply to a pet dog. That's an insult.
Geez. It is an insult. This is a dog.
A damn ass insult. That's a guide dog. That's somebody's life.
That's right.
Disturbed.
Oh yeah.
You know? So that's why we're forgotten, because the damn law forgot us.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing I got to say about, and I was thinking about this the other day,
mm-hmm.
about Mr. Bush, who orchestrated the ADA.
Okay.
One good thing he did when he put it in there that anybody can train a guide dog and be covered
that's
by the law.
That's the best thing I found.
That's
yeah.
one good thing that I'd love to sure. shake his hand on.
So would I.
You know. But there other than that, you know, where is it? It's no place. Because I'll tell you why. It's good because you know you can do it, learn how
right.
to do it. And it's also good because you got something to build on.
That's right.
If these damn politicians would get
that,
off their
know?
Ass and do it.
But they're too scared to do it. I don't know why they got this. How could a organization put the scare of everything into them and make them to the point that they're saying, oh, we're going to be committing political suicide? And I don't understand why they would do that. You know, that
but
I know
they're afraid.
Tough, I know.
They're afraid of the schools.
Yes, they are. And it,
school's got big money.
That. Well, I'm not afraid of them.
That's
anymore.
What.
I really don't.
Big damn you're money.
Afraid. Oh, yeah, it's their money, yeah.
That's what it is. That's what
meaning
they're afraid
the schools.
Of.
The money, yeah. And not
oh,
getting
yeah.
money to help them, you know.
Well, they use the money any way they want because they're not regulated.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
Everything that connected
anyway.
With the ADA should have been regulated from the beginning, just like all these things that we want to change over and have them regulated. And people think, Oh, inner sight must be crazy. Yeah, we're crazy, all right. Crazy to get, you know, something to help us. That's all.
We just want to live our lives in the right way.
That's it.
Like everybody else lived their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. Let me give this number again. Mr. Mendez, District Attorney, Suffolk County. Need people to call over there. Put it on your Facebook. Check out our tweet.
Yep.
The number is 631-853-4104. Call over there and leave a message or try to get to talk to Mr. Mendez. He hasn't called me back.
But he might call.
And let him know that this woman who killed Milton, the guide dog, her name is Jody, should not get off easy. I mean, the most they can give her is a year in prison. Give it to her.
Yeah. I don't think she'll ever do that again to a dog.
And $1,000 fine.
That's right.
So again, that number 8534104. Spencer Mendez, the district attorney. Get as many calls as we can over there. Maybe it'll make a difference. I don't know.
I hope so. I did some calls today too.
Yeah. All right, inner sight. Open mic, and if you want to change the subject or call in or whatever you want to talk about, 213-816-1650. Now, let's see, tomorrow night, oh, by the way, any callers on the line?
No. Let me take one more look. I'm on the page now.
All right.
No, we're good.
All right. So tomorrow night is our nursing home show, and we'll be sending out a tweet about that. We're going to try to have a caller on the air who works in a nursing home. I don't know. It's short notice at this point, but maybe we could get that person for next week.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, she works in a nursing home.
If not, we usually come up with a theme, you know, for the show. I mean, there's so much going on with these nursing homes that, you know, people don't realize it, but they get worse all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They're not getting better.
No.
Nursing homes cannot get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're not a normal type of place. It's not normal to do that to somebody, take away their living quarters, their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know. In many cases, their family. You know, how many judges have taken away money from people and put them in the nursing home and appointed
a lot.
Trustees to the money, and the person in the nursing home doesn't have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You don't hear about stuff like that very often, but it's out there.
No, you don't. But it is out there.
It's out there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a normal course of events to deal or to be in a nursing home. It's a very abnormal situation. And a lot of people use it to get rid of somebody.
True. It's terrible.
So that's another thing. And then on the other hand, you have a lot of families who don't want to get rid of the person, but they can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've tried to handle it,
right.
And they deplete their resources.
that's more like what we've went through.
Well, there's all kinds of situations surrounding these nursing homes that Inner Sight talks about, that we expose. I heard a story recently from my good friend Jose Delgado, how one of his relatives was in the hospital recovering from some, I think it was pneumonia or something, and was sent to the nursing home and caught COVID and died of that.
That's terrible.
See?
Terrible. Absolutely.
And we did a show on that these hospitals should not be affiliated with these damn nursing homes.
It's the truth.
That defeats the purpose of wellness.
It does.
It really does. Think about it.
Yeah, it does.
You know, you're going to give people medicine, let's say, you know, high blood pressure or whatever it is, ailments, heart ailments, or kidney or whatever, then you're going to send them to a nursing home where they're stressed out, you know, forced to lay in their own waste, waiting to be helped. That doesn't promote wellness.
No, it doesn't.
The person is weak already.
Yeah.
From the damn hospital crap.
Right.
Then you send them over there.
Mm-hmm.
To the nursing home.
And then when their insurance company says no more, then they put you in the long-term division, which is horrible. You think the nursing home's horrible in the rehab division? Wait till you get to the long-term.
Oh, they're both horrible. One's worse than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the insurance company doesn't care. They just want to get their money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So tomorrow night's our nursing home show, and we'll talk about that. Thursday night we're going to do a program that I don't believe has ever been done before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact title. Can you got the title handy?
Right now my phone just went out. I'm
Thursday's
sorry.
Show?
The other phone. Yeah, it's
what?
Normally there, but my phone, you know, the phone that I use for the, just to look at the board and everything, for some reason it just went out. So I got to wait till it reboots. I know I need more phone, but I don't have the money. Right now, no.
Oh.
Till my husband comes back from where he's at. I've been calling them.
All right. Anybody who would like to call in, dial the Inner Sight number.
Please.
We'll get your signal, and we'll try to get back to you. All right. Louis's probably trying to call in.
No, he wasn't, actually, when I was looking at it. Hold on. Let me see. I hear somebody fumbling in the other room, so hold on. I'm going to put you on mute.
All right. Inner Sight. Open mic, and Friday night is the funnies, so don't forget about that. We'll might do the Jimmy Dinigan food fight, the cafeteria, PS 157 or 138, 138 it was, Friday night, food fight.
Yes.
Right here on Inner Sight. What?
We have a charger now. We have a charger now. It's going to charge and hopefully it comes back on. I'm hoping.
Have a charger? That takes hours.
No, it doesn't. Not on my phone.
Sure it does.
Not on my phone.
Then it doesn't charge very much.
No, actually it charges.
At least a couple hours to charge a phone.
True. But mine has one of the fast chargers, so it works pretty fast. I could still
maybe
use it.
Maybe that's why it doesn't work good.
That's nothing new.
It goes too
anyway.
Fast. Too much. Charge it up. It doesn't take a whole charge.
Yeah, that's the one
all
bad
right, well.
Thing that I have a habit of doing. But I'm always on the phone, so I got to help people. So I don't get an opportunity to charge the phone completely.
All right,
that's an issue.
8:35 in a site, and
I'm
going to...
What do you mean I'm going to be looking? I got it on now.
Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, I'm going to... I went to the other area to help you out in that area, but now I'm going back to this one. Okay, yes, he is. Louie's there now.
Huh?
Louie's there now.
Can you get him on without...
Yeah. Yes, hold on.
...screwing the whole thing up?
You got to thank Mr. Ferraro for helping me with the, you know, getting the plug for the phone. So, yes, Louis...
Louis the Lip, are you there?
Hello, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis.
Can you hear me?
You called me earlier, minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
I didn't see you minutes ago. My phone.
No. I called him when I was off the air.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, how you doing, Lou?
Yeah, you spoke to me minutes ago. I thought Suzanne, I thought she's not there, and now you call me.
No. We're all on the main number here.
Yeah, well, you called in, so.
You called in, yes.
Okay. Hello, Suzanne?
Yeah, you're okay. Hi, Louie. How are you?
Okay. This is the one and only Louie Rivera, the Lip, talking.
And this is the one and only Suze talking.
Yeah.
On a radio at that.
It's very cold outside.
Oh, you better believe it. Today
yeah,
I wore like
cold.
A sweater. It was very cold today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, I got to call Buffy Casalvo later on after you.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you know what I did,
Buffy?
Frank?
Yeah?
Okay. Why, you missed her phone call a long time ago?
Yeah. She
Something
hasn't been
like
on
that,
for a
yeah.
while.
Yeah, she hasn't.
Yeah,
well, you can
I
get
know.
Her to call in next week.
That'd be good if she could call in next week.
Yeah. Hey, we got Thanksgiving coming up.
Oh, my, and my birthday after that. Uh-oh.
Yours in November?
No, December, the beginning.
What's the date?
Second.
Oh, 1966?
Close, 67.
1967?
Yep, that's my birthday.
1967?
Yep. I'm
yeah,
55.
All right.
I'm 55, Louie.
Yeah, I know, but not yet.
Not yet, I know, until December 2nd.
When's my birthday?
You just had a birthday.
I know. When is my birthday?
Yeah, when is your birthday? You don't have a birthday. You were hatched.
You were hatched.
July 26th.
I thought you came out of an egg like a bird.
July 26th, 1958. That's Louis Rivera
July
26, Jr.
58.
Ah, okay. 58.
Louis Jr.
You're technically the oldest in your family, or no?
Not the oldest. I'm the youngest. My sister's the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Louis came out floating around
I was playing Tito Rodriguez, Machito, and Tito Rodriguez music.
I like that. Just a little while ago?
Many years ago when I was a little kid.
Oh, that's cool.
These three guys played the Palladium Ballroom in the 50s.
Yeah, that I know.
Yeah. They play... Wait a minute, I got Steve. Hold on.
God bless you.
I took a sneezy sneeze.
Yeah, you sure did. Allergies are
sneezing
pretty bad
on the
you.
Air, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only Louis could do that. I wouldn't let
anybody
else. As long
as you don't snooze on the air.
I remember the Cuban band leader Frank Machito Grillo playing Sopa de Pichon. They play Sopa de Pichon. They play Cha Cha Cha, and they play Dividi Tabara Masecote, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Hey, Tito,
hey, Louis, who is the greatest Morocco player of all?
Machito.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Machito, he did, Tito Rodriguez play a big band of the Maracas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alba Llanera, and you got Cha-Cha de La Habana, Alma Llanera, yup, Siembras, Cuando, Cara de Payaso, Vuelva La Paloma.
Well, La Paloma, I remember that. Hey, that song, Cuando, wasn't that, what's his name made that, didn't he, what the hell is that guy? I can't think of it. The guy who, with that funny name, Engelberg.
Oh, Humperdinck?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he make that, Louis?
Yeah.
What a name, though.
He took the name of an opera composer.
Tell me when you adore. Tell me cuando. In my heart, can't tell you when.
That's good.
Yeah, so which
that.
One you like better, the Latin one or the
I like both.
Linker?
He likes both.
I like both.
Yeah.
All right. Who wrote that song?
Yeah. I don't know the arranger that wrote it, you know.
But he knows the song.
I know, I know Tito Rodriguez.
There you go.
Maybe he wrote it.
Maybe he did.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I've been listening to Tito Rodriguez, Boleros, and his Mambo, and his Playum, the days.
Uh-huh.
I like those ladies. I like that guy, Pete Cuban Pete. And you got Augie and Margot, a dancing couple.
Oh, nice.
La Paloma. What does that mean, Lou?
What?
La Paloma.
I mean, the bird.
Oh, the bird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's really interesting. Oh, sorry.
Hey, those Palladium dancers dancing up a storm, Augie and Margot. I know. They're so good.
I've been once to the Copa Cabana in the city.
Uh-huh.
It was nice.
What did Desi Arnaz play, the conga or the guitar?
He plays both. It is cone. It's like an ice cream cone, and he plays a guitar also.
Plays a guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we gonna do Friday? We didn't last Friday. We didn't get to do our animal
imitation.
Celebrity animal imitations this coming Friday.
That sounds good. I have
Yeah.
Well, what animal can you imitate, Lou?
Oh.
I just check out See and Say toy. You can pull the string. You hear the frog. You can hear the cat. You hear the rooster.
Uh-huh.
You hear the a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And the cat goes.
Huh. Sounds like a cow to me.
And the rooster says,
there you go.
No, no. Hey, the dog goes,
yeah, dog bark.
Yeah.
Remember that song by Patti Page about a dog?
Yeah, I think so.
Remember that one, Lou?
How much is that doggy in the window?
That's it. Yeah.
That's the one. I like that song.
The one with the waggly tail.
Yep. They all do, the waggly tail, whenever you approach a dog who's young.
She wanted to make it.
Wait, what do you want for Christmas, Frank? You want something?
What do I want for Christmas?
You want shady glasses?
Yeah.
That's cute.
I wouldn't mind some Elton John glasses.
Oh, that is nice, those glasses. Those are nice glasses.
I think I'd wear those, even though I can't see.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Can't see anywhere, so what difference does it make?
That's
right. I'm going to get you a conga drum for Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Conga drum.
That looks fun. Yeah.
I have an African drum that my friend gave me years ago.
Oh, that sounds good.
You don't have it no more?
Yeah, I have it. I use it as
you don't
a table.
Play it?
Yeah, once in a while I do.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
Made out of zebra skin.
Ooh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hey, Suzanne, I sleep. I don't sleep, wear pajamas. I wear my leggings to bed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're cold, huh? Hey, Luke, give us the promo for Friday. Come on, everybody wants to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your time check?
Time check? I'll give it to you. Give me 1 second.
Friday. Inner sight.
Mm-hmm.
Frolics.
Oh, man, this is slow.
Open mic.
Yep.
8:47. Right. It's 8:47 de la noche. Sí. Ok, señoras y señores, viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche, Innerside presentando The Fathers con Innerside con Frank Perino. De 8 de 9 de la noche. We're going to have a lot of fun with Rosanna, Dana. We're going to have the swab for the bathroom with Pat Cooper. And the maxi pads. We're going to find the maxi
pads. Animal imitation. Imitations.
Yeah.
Yeah, imitation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little maxi pads.
No.
No maxi pads.
He said maybe a little maxi pads, and I said no.
Where'd you get that from?
I used a swab for the ladies with the love drops.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Friday night.
Okay, I'll be ready for Friday night for this Rosanna then. We're going to have a lot of fun laughter, okay?
That's it.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I'm kidding around with the maxi pad stuff.
We know that.
Yeah, I respect.
Thanks a lot, Lou. Louis the Lip.
Hey, Suzanne, we're going to have a great Thanksgiving next week.
Oh, I hope so. I won't eat too much, I promise.
You can't eat Thanksgiving.
No, I can eat Thanksgiving. I just can't eat too much of it. That's all.
Yeah, that's
I can eat it during the week and put it in the freezer. But I like it always cooked, you know, while it's there, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it, you know, reheated and stuff like that. Something about warm food reheated, I could do it, but it's just not the same as having warm food. You know?
Yeah. And Susanna, I need your phone number is out of service.
Out of service?
Yeah.
And it's not the only thing that's out of service. All the damn phones in our house.
Yeah, your
are
phones
out of
are always jammed up. People can't get through to you. That's no good.
And I got
to
get an inner sight phone. That's what I was thinking of doing. That would solve
okay.
a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Susanna, stay warm.
Oh, I plan to. I need always the blankets on my bed. I got new ones that are all fluffy. They feel so good. I go to sleep.
Yeah. I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you too, Louie. Always, okay? Be good.
Like a teddy bear.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I miss your show at the Get Your Studio Together.
Well, they got to
yeah.
get it together. But.
Let's clear the board. Inner sight.
Okay.
Open mic.
Call you Friday. I love you guys. Frank and
all right.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Take care, Lou.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Open mic on inner sight. And as we mentioned earlier, tonight is the supposedly, I don't know if he's going to go through with the Trump speech. When is the, does anybody know when? Or will there be a Biden speech?
Well, Biden doesn't like to speak because he has an impediment.
Well, he's going to have to. He's going to have to,
probably State
run
of the
again.
Union. Yeah, he's going to have to do it on the State of the Union.
Well, now here, Mr. Biden, sir, President, if you have any trouble speaking, I would volunteer my time to be your spokesperson.
That'd
all
be
right?
nice.
And I'll say whatever you want me to say. You know, with maybe with a couple of liberties, you know.
Yeah.
But they would have to be approved by you or your staff.
Sure. Right.
So if you need any help along those lines, I'd be happy to volunteer my time as a spokesperson. If you want to, you can make a donation to Inner Sight. All right. So there you have it, world. I just volunteered to, I hope none of my Republican friends heard that.
It's okay. It's just a person that you're helping, not only, you know, that's the key that people are really neglecting to look at, is that you're helping another person. It doesn't matter what, you know, group they're with.
Well, people are very fussy about that, yeah.
Yeah, they are, and they shouldn't
be. Anyway, I want to thank Senator Wyke's office. I want to thank Bill Doyle over there for his interest in A Day for Milton. And
that's
I want to
so
thank
nice.
Ira Tucker for sending him
doing
the information
that.
About
oh,
that
awesome.
Day. And we'll find out, I'm sure, shortly in more detail what will take place. So thank you very much, Senator Wyke. Glad I voted for you. And hope that we can enter into a relationship that will liberate and help many people.
Yes.
That's my wish with Senator.
I know.
All right. Inner Sight. Open mic 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes left.
5 minutes.
I want to make a quick comment. Keep it clean. All right. Tomorrow night, the nursing home show.
Yep.
Thursday night, talking about how a lot of these people who work for these agencies shouldn't be there.
That's right.
And we'll give you some examples of maybe who should be there.
Right.
All right. So that's Thursday. And Friday is the funnies. So that's the rest of the week coming up with Inner Sight. Let me give Mr. Mendez's Number again, please call District Attorney, Suffolk County, Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104, and voice your outrage that this woman, Jody, who killed Milton, should not get off easy.
No, she shouldn't.
Give her the maximum.
That's right.
And he, you know.
She didn't even bother telling to save the dog or doing anything for the dog. How could she be a trainer? It just keeps coming back to my mind. How could she be the trainer there?
Even the maximum is not.
It's not good enough.
Enough punishment.
Right. You know these people need it, and you've already told them that it's like your eyes. Your dog becomes your eyes. Well, you just lied both ways. If you think that you're not an evil person and were forced to do that, then you know what? Maybe you should be talking to us, and we can help you get on air.
There's more to the story than we've heard, than we know.
Exactly.
More that has to come out. And one thing I'll tell you, these a day for Milton is going to help to bring it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to reveal a lot of stuff that's been hidden.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's good.
People are going to come forward.
Of course they are.
Always happens.
I know.
All right. So please call the district attorney. Look for our tweet on the
Twitter.
ADA, Assistant District Attorney. Mendez, 631-853-4104, and express your outrage that this woman be punished, not get away with it.
Yes, definitely.
For killing Milton, the guide dog.
Hmm.
All right, in a sight, open mic, and we'll be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home program. We'll have to pick a theme.
Yep.
And we'll put that out on the tweet.
Twitter, too. Yep.
So people can check it out.
Definitely.
Tomorrow night, if we don't have a guest this week, we'll try to get the guest for next week.
Exactly.
All right.
I think we
and by the way, I want to thank Devin for letting me know that Lavinia is all right. I mean, she's still in the nursing home, but I called several times and didn't get any answers. So I was concerned about her. But
of course,
Devin came across her in a meeting. So.
Well, that's good.
Lavinia, if you're listening, call me. All right, in a sight. Thank you so much for listening. Give me a quick tally. You got a tally?
Yes, I do. 973 at the end, so it's 116,793 at the end.
Wait a minute. 116,000. How much?
793. I'm sorry,
no,
nine.
No, can't be.
973. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I was going to say, last
year
was 8 or 9.
That's right.
116, hold it, 116,973.
Correct. We just need a few
almost
more.
Almost 100.
I know.
17,000. Almost.
That's correct.
All right,
almost.
Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.